Hello, this is Mercedes Warwick, and it is May 12th, 2014. Welcome. I am a spiritual teacher. I teach in the language of spirit, Holy Spirit. So welcome. One love. In the name of all that is holy and divine, we come to this sacred space in the name of one love, the love that is you and the love that is me, the love that is spirit, heavens, and Anonoyoko Konaniena, the earth and humanity. Ieke Anonoyoko. One love, Ieke Nananayoko. I ask that I'm a clear and conscious channel for this love, for this God space. Ieke Nananayoko. That I speak with love, Ieke Nananayoko. And on this day, hear with love, Ieke Nananayoko. Teach through love, Ieke Nananayoko. May I be a compassionate healing force in the name of love, Ieke no 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 yoko. May I see the love in everyone and everything that is around me, Ieke no 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 yoko. May I walk each step, Ieke no 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 yoko, lightly and in the spirit of love, Ieke no 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 yoko. I ask that the guides come forward, the wise ones, the ones of the great knowing, Ieke Nananayoko, the teachers, Ie Nananayoko, the ancient healers, Ie Nananayoko Kona. Ananayeke Nananayoko Kona. May this message be heard, Ieke Nananayoko, as love, for love, through love, and to love, Ieke Nananayoko. For this I pray in the name of all that's holy and divine, creator of all that is, God, Great Spirit, be with me as I become a vessel for your teaching today. Iako na ieke na nanayoko, oko na ieke na nanayoko. It is interesting that, well, first we should say that Mercedes has been going through a grand reorganization of how she's doing her work and what has been coming through her. Ieke na nanayoko, oko na ieke. So she's been talking and speaking about the zone of the imperceptible, Ieshko nananie nananieno. And this has become relevant through her painting, Ieshke nananioko konaiena. That zone or that frequency, Ieke nananioko, is really available to all, Ie nananioko kona. She has had some difficulty in expressing how she gets to this place, Ie Nananayoko, but it is a teaching that is really of many multiple factors, Ieke Nananayoko, most of which those of you who are on a spiritual path will know and understand, Ieke Nananayoko. You may have heard to meditate, Ieke Nananayoko, or to breathe, Ieke Nananayoko, go into your prayer closet, Ieke Nananayoko. This frequency is one of clearing, Ieshke Nananayoko, because as you connect into the great frequency, the frequency of God, the frequency of the all, Iyeke Nyoko. It is where you plug into that frequency is that which you manifest. We have called this in through Mercedes the stream of all possibilities, because we know that it is spiritual law, that everything has an opposite, or everything it has a reflection. So there is all only love, and in some places there is a very high frequency of love, and in other places love is very dense and opaque, and may be harder to see, or feel, or find. And it is like that with everything. There is white and black, light and dark, so stepping into the zone of the imperceptible, it is always there, it is always perceived, or available for you to perceive, and now it is a matter of adjusting your frequencies so that you may see and perceive that which you cannot see and perceive in the natural. You would call this God, or you would call this miracles, or you would call this wows or ahas. It is simply attuning in to a frequency that which you had not been able to see, hear, touch, or feel before. You may call this the sixth sense, or maybe even the seventh or eighth sense. It is the knowing of God, and know that you are resting in the knowing of God. So, it has been written through much of her work that love transforms, transcends, and transmutes all. So you can consciously apply the frequency of love to any situation, and get some relief, insight, change, or manifestation of something tangible. It is the ability, it is the ability or the understanding to be able to bring this frequency into the space of the here and now, that makes this teaching so special, and we would even say important to you. Those things that you want, need, desire, require, if blocked through the frequency of worry, doubt, fear, anger, lust, jealousy, regret, intolerance or insensitivity, these are the things that are the gatekeepers that you would say blocked, but that's not what I'm seeing. That make the stair steps into the pathway, on the hill steep on the pathway. Really, the frequency of peace. And she has written, I am my peace. I am my peace as I am ready. As you are ready to flatten the pathway, and make the climb or the walk not so steep, it is the shedding or the at least the understanding of these frequencies that are not really serving you well, and allowing yourself to be in a place of peace and love, and everything that you do. Now, we would say, and you have heard this, I am sure, Ieke Nananayoko, it is simply a matter of maybe laughing, or Ieke Nananayoko smiling, and extending that frequency outside of yourself. The shift can be made that easily, Ieke Nananayoko, because for some, love is a very intangible force. So how do we activate the heart or activate a change in the frequency towards love? So then, therefore, you can make a transition into that which you desire. So simply, it could be a matter of shifting the frequencies. What makes you laugh? What makes you sing? And again, you have heard these things, I'm sure. Yoko ikena, music, ieke nananayoko, speaking a kind word, ieke nananayoko, curling your lips upwards in a smile, ieke nananayoko, better yet, a full smile, showing the teeth, and maybe giving a good belly laugh as well. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Yoko ikena nananayoko. So, let's begin there today. Let's begin there. Oye kena nana yoko kena. Before, one more point. Yesh kena nana yoko. Take some time during this day to write down what you need. Yes, we will change the word to require if that is something that would make you more comfortable. Write it down. Ieshke nananayoko. It is okay to say, I need. Because in this work, what we are doing is changing the frequency. Ieshke nananayoko. And if the frequency of need is in your yoko nanieke, energetic space, iena, then that is truth. If you are yearning for something, that is truth. If you are desiring something, that is truth. Ieke nananayoko. And truth reverberates. And yes, we can move the frequency. Ieke nananayoko. Just think of yourself as being on this great... Ieke na. Well, it's not really a frequency that we would show you like a radio dial, because that is circular, and we do not want to cause circular confusion. Ieke nananayoko, where you come back to the same spot. Ieke nananayoko. That is why, Mercedes, you have been shown two, like a cross. There is a vertical alignment, and there is a horizontal alignment. Ieke nananayoko. And ideally, just as you have seen in your vision, these two planes collapse into the unified oneness. Ieke nananayoko ikena. For simplicity and for the points of illustration at this time, though, we are going to show you the horizontal frequency and how to make the shift. Ieke nananayoko. But understand that there is a cross point. Ieke nananayoko. And that is the beginning point. Ieke nananayoko. The intersection of the horizontal plane and the vertical plane. Ieshke nananayoko, and that is you. That is the point of creation. Ioko nananayoko, the point of your unified bliss. Ieke nananayoko. And from there, you can move to any frequency that which you desire. Ieke nananayoko. It is the coming together of the vertical and the horizontal plane. Ieke nananayoko, and it is really the gateway point to the zone of the imperceptible. Ieshke nananayoko. If you would think of this point, you would also think of it as the point of the exhalation. Very long exhalation. And you know that as long as there is life on this plane, you will take the inhalation. So we do not consciously think, inhale. We just allow ourselves to breathe deeply into the exhalation. Inhale. And then breathe deeply into the exhalation and know with great expectation that the next breath will come. Ieke nananayoko, if it is destined to be that way. And I know Yoko Akena. So this is a little different work than what you would consider to be the law, the traditional law of attraction, Ieke na no Yoko, because there is a conscious awareness of moving the frequency into that which you desire, require, and Ieshke na no Yoko, want to touch, feel, taste here in this particular dimension. In this particular sacred space that is the space of your life, you're living in humanity, Ieshke na no Yoko. So again, on the horizontal plane, Ie na na yoko kona, imagine yourself that in the space of the frequent, well, you don't have to imagine it because you probably are. It's probably here in the space, in your living space right now. this point of Iesh kono na yoko. This point of where you are, Ieshke na na yoko. Sometimes in this teaching we speak of the negative because that is where that dramatizes or is drama, dramatics, illustrates, that's the word we're looking for, illustrates the inonyoko, in some cases the extreme or that which you are familiar with. Ieshke na na yoko. But just understand that just as everything else we speak of, there is a degree or a shade of positive. Ieke na na yoko. And we will have to give some translation and some thought to that language, Ieke, for future reference. But for now, we will use that which I require. What do you require? Think of something that you require. Anani ieshke na na yoko kona. Now, ie na 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 yoko ieke, think of that which you desire, ieke na 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 yoko. What do I require and what do I desire, ieke na 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 yoko. Now, you must understand that these are being formulated in the space of limitation, ieke na 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 yoko, because there are so many more degrees past which you can even imagine. Ieke na 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 yoko, the zone of the imperceptible. Ieke na 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 yoko. Now, if you think about it, really, that can the zone can actually be on both ends of the scale. But that is another discussion for another day. Ieke na 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 yoko. For right now, understand that you are limited in the sense of your physical self or your existence as you know it. Na 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 ieke na na yoko. But when you work in collaboration or in conjunction, anieko, in alignment, ieke na na yoko, with the divine source, energy, ieke na na yoko, your human perception or your human existence, ieke na na yoko, becomes divine. Ieke na na yoko, and the divine is infinite. The divine is more than you can see, hear, or believe. Now, how this works, Ieshke na na yoko. Let's give the example of Mercedes paintings. Ieshke na na yoko. She was desiring to have relief in her life. There were some things going on, and she just wanted a space of joy. Ieshke na na yoko. Something that she could enjoy, enjoy, have inner enjoyment. Okay? Ieshke na na yoko. So, the paintings have emerged, and there's more to the story, as you know, but that for now is this. But the point is here that she had not even conceived or could even understand ononieke, that which could flow through her, ie na 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 yoko. And it was a shifting of the way that she thinks of things that has transformed her entire life, ieke na 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 yoko kona. So, now, that means that God, Ieshke na na yoko, the infinite intelligence, Yoko Okona, the creative consciousness, Ieke na na yoko, that which is beyond your five senses, Ieke na na yoko, your sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, Ieke na na yoko sense, Ieke na na yoko, Ekena. There's possibilities in there. There's things that you cannot even imagine. So, ieke nanana yoko, even when you set your goals or your intentions, ieke nanana yoko, we have heard people say, even more than I can imagine, even more than I can know, even going into the infinite, I release it to you, God, into the infinite, ieshko nanayena. The trust, yoko nananayeke, or the ultimate let go, or letting go, ieke nananayoko, is truly to allow the infinite source to flow in you, ieshke nananayoko, and maybe not defining everything, ononanayeke, and letting the force flow through you. Something to consider. So we are at this point of what you require, desire, or need, and we are shifting it into the frequency of the all. Ieke nananayoko. And the middle point, the cross point, the gateway point, is the intersection of the vertical plane and the horizontal plane. The horizontal plane being that which you are shifting, desiring, or moving, and the vertical plane, that which is infinite. One point on the vertical plane that we will offer to you. It is infinite, ononoyeke, so therefore it is infinite upwards and infinite downwards, ieku kokonaniena, infinite into the earth, ieke nananayoko, and infinite into what you would consider to be the plane of the universe or the plane of the heavens, ieke nananayoko. Again, more teaching for later, ie nananayoko, but for now it is vertical. And it is infinite. Along this vertical plane, ieke nananayoko, there is yoko ikena, there is the essence of the unseen and the unknown, ieke nananayoko, the zone of the imperceptible, ieke nananayoko ikena, ie nananayoko kona, and we are bringing our desire into the plane of existence, ieke nananayoko. In order for, think of it as water. Water converts from being a flowing force, to being a solid force, to being a etheric or a ianonieke, airy force, ieke nananayoko, but it's still all force that can move, ieke nananayoko, that which is in front of it or that which is in its presence, ieke nananayoko. This is similar. So, again, that which is you desire, ononieke nananayoko, ieke. That's what you need, ieke nananayoko, to that which you desire. Ieke nananayoko, the need is a denser frequency, ieke nananayoko, the desire is a lighter frequency, ieke etheric frequency. So the need you may consider to be ice, ieke nananayoko, in the frequency of water, and the desire may be the frequency of the flowing water, ieke nananayoko. You notice that we're not saying the etheric presence, ieke nananayoke, air or steam, in something that's light like the clouds, right? The condensation of the clouds. The desire is the flowing water, ieke nananayoko kona. Ananieke nananayoko. So what is the heaviness in your heart or in your life or in your living? Yanono ieshke nananayoko. Now we want to move that frequency in your mind's eye, in your intuitive imagination, moving that frequency to neutral, ieke nananayoko, akena, along the vertical, I'm sorry, along the horizontal plane, and now moving it into the desire frequency. Ieshke nananayoko. And you can allow the desire to wash over you like a shower. You know, you can imagine the shower just running from the top of your head, moving this desire into your very essence, ieko nananieke, and then that would be the next hint, right, that we're going to move it into essence, ieke nananieko. Now, ie nananieko, in between moving the need to the desire, ieke nananieko, can be a whole bunch of stuff. I can't, I shouldn't, I wouldn't, who would, you, why would you think you could? And that is why having a process or a tool for cleansing this, for the spiritual hygiene, that allows you to have Mercedes' mother used to say the courage to think success, the courage to think that you could even be worthy of this desire, that would be another one, frequency. You may feel these things, you should write them down, as they come up, so you can consciously wrap them in a big bow of love, and transform them. A conversation for another day. But that is part of the bringing together that which you desire and allowing the universe to flow into and bring things, we would say, in synchronicity to you to allow the desire to transform. The need to transform or transition into desire. So if you feel anything that is sort of in the frequency causing static, or blocks, you can't hear, even what your desire is in your heart, then write these down, and then we will talk at another time about moving or shifting these things out of your frequency. Breathing them out would be one way. Breathe in, exhale, breathe out through the mouth, and releasing that which is not serving you well. In through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, sigh of release. We will talk at another time about faith and moving from the we call it faith o rama, when you have faith and then the static frequencies come in and then it blocks you, and then you consciously have to go back to being in faith again. But in that circular confusion, you don't get to the know, and then the knowing, and it's blocking your frequencies of manifestation. Okay. Bring, as we conclude today, bring that point of desire, Iyoko Akena, in your heart, Iyekena Naniyoko. And that is at the access point of the horizontal frequencies and the vertical frequencies, right, for today. And breathe in that desire. I'm feeling there is a lot of more and better. More peace, better life. More money, more happiness, it's interesting, I'm feeling a very strong desire that's for school or education of some sort. Romance, loving, it's interesting. y he quedado yo con ella. Rest in this desire for a moment. Yoko nani eke. Rest also in the frequencies of joy and bliss and happiness. Yeke nani yoko. Yoko nani eke. And a feeling of accomplishment. And we're going to talk with this frequency now. And keep it with you. I love me. And to the frequency that you desire, I love thee, or the person you desire, or the change that you desire, ieke lananayoko. That is the thee. I am love. Breathe in. Exhale, I am. I love me. Honor thyself. I love thee. Breathe in. I am love. I am. I love me. I love thee. I am love. Exhale, I am. I am. Me, inhale, I am thee, exhale, I am love, inhale, I am, exhale, I am me, I am thee. Inhale, I am love. I am. I am me. I am thee. I am love. I am. Just rest here for a moment. Ono ni eke nana yuko ko nana yena I eke nana ni ishko na yena. There are many nuances, and as you go through your days and as these teachings begin to come forward, I eke nana ni yuko ko na, understand that it is your individual path or your individual characteristics, I eke nana ni yuko, that makes the way, ieke nananayoko. It is your connection with the divine source. That is why we do not talk of yeshke nananayoko, specific prophets, ieke nananayoko, because you have your connection, your belief, your knowing, your experience that allows you to, yoko nananayoko, plug into the frequency or be in tune with the frequency in a way that you can hear. Yoshkona nanieke. There is a diverse ecosystem of spiritual richness. Ieke nananayoko kona. So all are welcome here. Ieshke nananayoko. This teaching, Ieke nananayoko, is for you to bring to yourself, Ieke, your high self, your inner self, your God self. Ieke nananayoko, an attraction or an alignment, Ieshkena Nanayoko, with that which you know to be true and love. Ieshkena Nanayoko ko naniena. So this is why Ieshkena Nanayoko, Ieshkena Nanayoko, in the broadest sense of the word, the all, Ieshkena Nanayoko, there are goodness, and remember this, it is important, that which you used to need, and that which you may need in the future, Ieshkena Nanayoko, is a blessing, Ieshkena Nanayoko, and your understanding and comprehension of how to shift the frequency into that which you desire, and then that which is here and real in your life, Ieshkena Nanayoko, the manifested density is what we call that. Ieshkena Nanayoko. Ieshkena Nanayoko. It's just a matter of Ieshkena Nanayoko, understanding the alignment with your high source, the divine source energy, the creation of the all. Ieshkena Nanayoko. It is within you, Ieshkena Nanayoko, and it is with the internal, or ex nanayoko, eternal, Ieshko no nayeke, infinite. We bid you adieu, and we love you. Ieshke na nanayoko. Ena nayeke na nanayoko. I am, it's Mercedes, I am grateful. Ina, when this calling came to me to do these recordings in this way, Ina Nanayoko, it has allowed me to understand my gift and to relax in a way, or to exhale, that the teachings come. There are times that you may have a gift, or that I've had my gift, I will speak for myself, where I felt vulnerable and my guidance, my spirit would laugh at me. So I would leave this to you today as you do this work, as you begin this practice, as you understand the consciousness energy, the infinite energy, become sensitive to the subtle energies of God. Be vulnerable. It's okay. Know that it will be emotional, that God will overtake you and the tears will flow, or the laughs will come, or you'll just sit in this state of it almost feels like you're numb, but you just, for me, I just sit in this state of peace and knowing. It has truly been a gift of my life, and I hope you will come to know the lessons and situations are blessings, and the shifts in understanding how to shift these to desire and into the eternal infinite. We all can do this. We all have it. But every light in the spectrum is required. Every step into both the light and into that which you cannot see at times is destiny. I'm grateful for my gift. I'm grateful to the guides and the teachers that have come forward today. And I'm grateful for you. If this message has touched your heart at all, this is how I keep the lights on. So please make a donation. MercedesWarwick.com. And there's a donate tab. I am grateful. In the name of all that's holy and divine, thank you. Amen.